Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, my special guest this evening is the chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the Irish Farmers Association, Michael Chance, who joins me to reflect on the year so far and also perhaps to look in that crystal ball and see what's in store for the remaining months of the year. Very good evening to you, Michael. Delighted to have you on the programme. Since you became chairman, I suppose it's been a fairly turbulent sort of year. And maybe we'll start appropriately with the summer and the weather. And it certainly hasn't helped matters in terms of costs. It's been an expensive summer for the farming community.
Yes, it's been a very difficult summer for cost of feeding. And most people have been feeding meal all summer, especially dairy farmers. And well, also livestock, and a lot of difficulties making silage. We've had it difficult up here, but when you go down, it pales into significance compared to when you go out into the west and the south of the county. Irregular phone calls about the, and you only have to look into the fields to see the damage being done with trying to round bale silage.
And this is going to mean problems further down the track.
Well, I would suspect, the majority of silage is going to be poor quality. So that means more meal bills in the winter time.
Now, let's just look at what's coming up in the next few weeks. And certainly you're going to be a busy man. You're heading to Dublin on Monday to the European Commission offices. Plenty on the agenda to bring up.
That's right. We've been quietly busy in the background over the summer, but we're hitting the road again now. We're going up to the EU offices on Monday at 11:30, and we're looking for the three crisis areas at the minute are dairy, grain, and pigs, and incomes are way, way down there, and we're looking for more EU action on the export markets. We have export markets opened up, but nothing has actually happened there. And, of course, the present Chinese difficulties haven't helped.
No.
And the fact that we have been closed out of Russia, too.
So what exactly will you be pushing for in terms of short-term measures that really could make a difference?
What farmers on the ground tell me, one of the things they need is dairy farmers who have invested heavily to try and make their enterprises competitive. They need help from the banks. Now, that's a separate issue to Monday. We need to talk to the banks about restructuring and easing loans and so on. And as far as we're concerned, with the EU is taking in 800 million from super levy and that should, we hope, go back to should be directed back to agriculture. And as I say, we're looking for more action on exports and so on. And we'll be going to, that's on Monday. And then on the 7th of September, the National Council, I'll be going out with them to Brussels for the COPA protest there. And our main allies out there at that protest will be the Danish and the Dutch and the German farmers' organizations. The others will be represented too, but those are our major allies within EU at this stage.
And important to point out that, you know, the IFA has always held great respect at European level amongst other farmers' organisations, and you've always made a big point of the presence in Brussels, and it's at times like this that it is so important.
Brussels is absolutely essential, and the Irish representation in Brussels is crucial, because at the end of the day, that's where the decisions are made, and it is critical that we are represented in Brussels properly.
Now, if things don't improve, dairy, grain, pigs, there are going to be people forced out of those respective sectors.
That's right. Like, I mean, the people, as I've told you already, there's been heavy investment in dairying and so on, and grain has been struggling for this last 2 or 3 years, and profitability in the grain sector is very, very low, and it's a major issue.
Now, sorry, I was just going to say, at the beginning of the year, there was quite a lot of optimism with the opening of the US and the China markets, a big fanfare about that. But I noted just during the week there, the CSO figures showing that there was only 31 tons of beef actually exported. So that's an area that there was a lot of optimism about, but so far it hasn't been anywhere near its potential.
Yeah, that is correct. The main outlet that we would see in America is for manufacturing beef. We've sent out a bit of top end stuff as a. It's very good for our image as a halo effect, etc. But that the fact that we were the first country to. Get into both markets, but it hasn't materialized. This is what we're looking to pressurize the EU on. It hasn't materialized into business as yet.
I suppose, Michael, one of the things you find when you're talking to people is that, you know, we do live in this global economy now, and who could have foreseen the Chinese with their devaluations, how that's affecting things on the global markets, and the strength of sterling against the euro. I mean, a couple of years ago, we wouldn't have really thought that the current exchange rate between euro and sterling would have been anything near what it is.
That's right. And in fact, sheep in particular, what's keeping sheep at a reasonable level would appear to be the high rate of sterling, which is making British lamb uncompetitive, and possibly the same in beef too. And if we hadn't the crutch of a high sterling rate, we could also be seeing more difficulty in those sectors.
And being a border county, I mean, I suppose where we are more exposed than farmers further south as well.
That's correct, yeah. There'd be a certain amount of toing and froing across the border. There'd be milk going from Donegal into the north and so on. That's all creating uncertainty and difficulties.
Now, on top of this, during the last year or so, we've had the whole issue of gloss. And when we look back at reps 1, 2, 3 and 4 and the success of them, this has been another big issue, and rural development, the money's coming through not what many would have hoped for.
No, but the next move is to get the glass opened again the next time around, and to get more people in, and hopefully, IFA has made some progress on commonages, and that's to be teased out over the next month or two.
Now, your next county executive meeting in early September.
The 8th of September.
And Tim O'Leary's coming up to that.
Yeah, Tim has led the. Department, our deputy president has led the negotiations with the department on the updating of the Charter of Rights, and Tim's going to come up and explain to us how the new Charter of Rights is going to work, and hopefully it'll be an improvement. The crucial thing, of course, is a Charter of Rights is grand, but it has to be implemented. That's the crucial thing.
And maybe in the past, trying to get something like a Charter of Rights, maybe they've been overcomplicated. I suppose it's better to have a Charter of Rights that's actually going to work.
We would hope so now. We feel we've made progress. And as I say, Tim's going to come up on Tuesday the 8th, and hopefully he'll have some good news for us.
So in conclusion, Michael, plenty of issues to tackle in the months ahead as the winter draws close.
That's right. And of course, we mustn't forget the potato men either, who are having a difficult time. But we're keeping our fingers crossed on that one and hoping things work out.
Michael Chance there, the chairman of the County Donegal Executive of the IFA. And now for some other farming news this week. Agriculture Minister Simon Coveney has announced a degree of flexibility to the time allowed to complete projects under TAMS 1, where work has already commenced. He has extended the closing date to the 14th of September. The minister said he was aware that in certain cases where work has already commenced for the safety schemes, dairy equipment scheme and sheep handling scheme, that farmers are experiencing severe difficulties meeting the deadline of the 31st of August. He said he is willing to allow an extension to these cases until the 14th of September to facilitate the completion of the works and submission of the required paperwork to his department. He did advise that this extension is only available in the circumstances described and will not be further extended. Well, welcoming the news, the IFA Rural Development Chairman Flor McCarthy said that the previous deadline was too tight for farmers to get the work completed and had placed them under pressure. The IFA had called on the minister to allow for flexibility in relation to the completion date. The IFA Rural Development Chairman said that maximum flexibility is needed to ensure that the €12.5 million available for TAMS 1, 85% of which is EU funding, is not lost to farmers. The IFA President Eddie Downey has said that the high cost of borrowing being faced by farmers who are investing in their businesses is unacceptable and must be addressed. Farming is an export-dependent sector and high borrowing costs undermine the competitiveness of our food production, he warned. The latest figures from the central bank show conditions for SMEs, including farm businesses, are tougher in Ireland than almost anywhere else in the euro area, both in terms of cost and availability of finance. The withdrawal of a number of commercial banks following the credit collapse has led to a significant increase in market concentration and erosion of competition, which has in turn contributed to more difficult lending conditions. Mr. Downey pointed out that the cost of new borrowing for Irish SMEs, including the farming sector, works out at around 5.7%. Now that's significantly higher than for the equivalent businesses in the Eurozone, with the Euro area average at 3.3%. On borrowings of €100,000, this amounts to an extra repayment cost of over €2,000 per year. Meanwhile, at a recent meeting with the Department of Agriculture on the new knowledge transfer measure, the IFA has insisted that some of the proposed rules must be changed so the scheme will work for farmers in a more practical and efficient way. IFA Rural Development Chairman Flor McCarthy said the allocation of €100 million to the knowledge transfer measure in the 2014 to 2020 Rural Development Programme is welcome, as the introduction of such a measure can play a significant contribution to the development of Irish agriculture. However, he said there were a number of key concerns to farmers which need to be addressed, not least the way payments will be made to farmers. He said that the process of paying the facilitator, who in turn pays the farmer, is fraught with difficulties. Farmers and facilitators don't want it this way, and Minister Coveney must assure farmers that they will be paid fully and on time, he said. Well, just time to have a look at the cattle prices. Steers €4.05 a kilo, heifers making €4.15 to €4.20 a kilo, U-grade bulls €4.20 a kilo, and R-grade cows €3.85 a kilo. Sheep prices, sheep lamb €4.80 a kilo, up to 25.5 kilos, and ewes making €4.70 a kilo. Well, that's just about it for this evening's edition of Farming News and Views from me, Chris Ashmore. Until next week, have a very good week.